Joining us now on the phone, we say once again hello to Allison Fendler, who joins us from FEMA Region 9. She's we have been lucky enough to have her come to American Samoa to kind of help things along here with our pandemic efforts. Good morning, Allison. How are you doing?
Good morning, American Samoa, and thank you again for having me on 93KHJ, John.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you here. We've got just a couple of things that we wanted to touch on here as we... First of all, I wanted to ask, I saw there was like a post by, I think somebody part of your team, they were looking for a rental car and they couldn't find one. Did you ever get a rental car?
Hey, John. So actually, that's those are not FEMA people. That was a New West contract group with LBJ. And they, I do believe, have secured transportation to and from the hospital while they are in restriction of movement at this time. And eventually, I understand that they do have rental cars. So that while that is not our FEMA team, they are well taken care of.
Okay. Well, that's comforting to know. But you being part of the FEMA team, wanted to ask you about the funeral assistance program. I understand that that is a new thing that has been rolled out there. Maybe you can touch a little bit on that.
Absolutely. So the funeral assistance program is provided by FEMA for anyone who has lost a loved one due to COVID-19. So if you have lost a loved one due to COVID-19, you can call FEMA's COVID-19 funeral assistance helpline at 1-844-684-6333. And that's from the Monday through Friday between the hours of 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. Samoan Standard Time. If you, require any assistance pulling through that application, which is all on the phone, you can always call the EOC, and the EOC can help you, and that's 699-3800. To assist you with that. And that's if there's any kind of language barriers or if you're having any issues uploading documents. But once you call that number, that 844-684-6333 number to start your application process for funeral assistance, you're going to have about a 20-minute conversation with a representative from FEMA, and they're going to talk to you about, did the death occur in the United States, including the U.S. territories and the District of Columbia. So that is one of the prerequisites that it does have to occur in the U.S. and the territories. They're also going to ask you about a death certificate, and they're looking to understand, did this death, was it attributed to or caused by COVID-19? And finally, they're also going to be looking to see if the applicant, which is you, that individual applying, is a U.S. citizen, a national, or qualified alien who incurs funeral expenses after January 20th, 2021.
So that's like what some of the requirements there that you, who specifically can apply? You must be a, you said U.S. citizen?
U.S. citizen, national, or qualified alien.
Okay. And the expenses have to have been incurred after January 20th, 2020?
January 20th, 2021.
2021, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what funeral expenses are covered?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Eligible COVID-19 funeral expenses typically include, but they're not limited to, funeral services, transfer of remains, casket, burial plot, marker or headstone, even the clergy or officiant services, and any other costs associated with producing and certifying multiple death certificates. So all of those funeral expenses are covered under this funeral assistance program.
All right. So this is Allison Fendler from FEMA, and she is talking with us about FEMA funeral assistance. So if I'm listening to this and I say, that applies to me. We lost somebody to COVID. And this happened after January 20th, 2021. How would they go about applying for the assistance? What steps should they take?
Yeah, so the first step is to call our FEMA COVID-19 funeral assistance helpline at 1-800-273-3333. And again, that's open Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's going to be your first step. And then once you've really gone through that application process, and after you've applied, you're going to have to submit some documents online through disasterassistance.gov. And there's also an option to fax or mail those documents. And again, if you have had any issues with doing that application process, so it takes about 20 minutes on the phone, you can always call the TEMCO EOC here on the island at 699-3800 to support you in that application process.
Okay, now the specific expenses, does it cover like an envelope for the pastor who officiated your funeral or anything like that?
It does cover clergy and officiant services. So any of the types of costs associated to that are covered as considered funeral expenses.
So like if you had to bring fine mats, that's a cultural thing that they do here for funerals, or falabelabes as they're known. If that is part of the funeral expense, that FEMA coverage could help out with that too?
That's a great question. And while I can't confirm that exactly, I can say that when you call that funeral assistance helpline number, they can assist you in understanding what is covered. That is a very very specific piece here. So I don't want to speak incorrectly in case it may not be so.
Fair enough. So you got to call that number and just ask those specific questions about the funeral, and then whoever answers it. That's 699-3800, huh? That's the number?
That is the EOC number, 699-3800, to assist you in the application process. However, the funeral assistance helpline is 1-844-684-6333.
Okay. All right. So the EOC number can kind of direct you there. And then 844, that sounds like you guys customized that to 684. 844-684-6333.
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. All right. How's everything else going, Allison? Are you enjoying your time here in American Samoa?
Oh, yes, I absolutely have. It is so beautiful here. I love every moment of just waking up to this beautiful sunrise and looking out at the water whenever I get a chance, as well as just meeting all of the people who live here. I love learning about all of the various cultural norms that exist here.
Are you at the Tradewinds? Is that where you're staying with the rest of that team?
Yeah, yes. The federal team is here at the Tradewinds.
Is that spooky? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's not really like a hotel that is operating for regular residents. So I'm assuming it's just you guys in there. Is it kind of like got that Stephen King Shining Overlook vibe in there, you being in there all by yourself?
Well, there's quite a few of us here. So while it's only just a federal team,
okay.
Previously during the quarantine process, we did have other folks that came through and were staying at the Tradewinds as well, outside of the federal team. But it's not spooky at all, and it is quite lovely.
All right. You didn't see Jack Nicholson peering through the bathroom door or anything like that, huh?
No,
all right. Very cool. So how long will you guys be here in American Samoa? I mean, it sounds like the surge is kind of starting to – it's coming down on the downside of the curve, and I premise my question by just wondering how long you guys will be sticking around to assist the local officials.
We are here as long as the American Samoan government requires our support. So we've been here for about 30 days with a large team, including public health service officers, and in the next 30 days that we're here, we'll have a new group. Some of the remaining people from Public Health Service are staying, and then we're getting a new group of Public Health Service officers to support the vaccination and therapeutic mission. We are here for as long as the American Samoa government requires our support.
Okay, and the main assistance, so the like usually whenever there is a disaster or an emergency, FEMA comes down. Usually it's associated with, like, with a natural disaster, like a cyclone or tsunami, and people, they file FEMA claims based on, I'm sure you know all this stuff. I'm just kind of, for those who are listening that might not understand that, and they file FEMA claims. The only kind of FEMA financial assistance that is being offered on this particular trip with this particular emergency, is this funeral assistance, or will there be any other federal aid that is availed to our local residents?
Yeah, so for individuals, it is, at this time, funeral assistance. However, we are supporting the American Samoa government in other ways, to include bringing on therapies into the islands, bringing on vaccines, masks, and other PPE are coming onto the island, as well as our human resources that are coming to support.
I see. Now, if, like, are you able to assist, like, specific departments, like the, I'm just saying here, like the Department of Paperclips or something? Yeah, I'm just using, throwing that out as a hypothetical, but say like a specific ASD department wants FEMA assistance, are you able to subsidize them in anyhow? Like say, hey, your team has not been able to go to work, so we are going to give you additional federal dollars so that you can pay your people that on revenue that they might have missed out otherwise?
Well, we do have, it's called Public Assistance, and that is a program within FEMA. And basically, the person who, it's not a person, sorry, the American Samoa Agency applies for assistance through this program. And it's a grant process. So, you know, we're working with the Department of Health, we're working with LBJ, we're working with HEMCO, even AFPA, all have submitted applications for grant assistance. And then they go through the process of providing a lot of documentation, and then they are reimbursed for assistance. And currently we're actually reimbursing at 100%, which is not the norm for a regular Stafford Act event, which is what we call a disaster that is declared.
Okay. Do you know how much money it will be dispersed across the territory with those disaster grants?
You know, that's a good question. I know as of right now, we have been able to obligate $4.5 million to American Samoa government for the COVID-19 assistance.
I see. Okay. Now, do they have to be like certain, like in compliance with certain things for them to get the money?
Yes, absolutely. There's an entire application process. It's, so say it's labor or supplies. They have to keep great documentation of the labor and, hey, how was overtime used? What was that person doing? And then same with the equipment or supplies. You know, we bought this extra stuff because of COVID. How can we, you know, then prove that that was used for COVID? So all of that is part of our application process. It's very thorough, and we have a person here on the ground who works directly with those agencies to support them in that application process.
Do you have like controls too to make sure that people, these agencies that are applying, are being completely truthful when they're applying for the aid, like saying, oh, you know, I missed 30 people that work for me, did not get paychecks, so can FEMA help out with that? And then you later find out that actually only 5 people work there. I mean, is there anything that you guys have in place to sort of make sure that these people are being completely truthful when they're applying for the federal aid?
Yes, that is definitely part of our requirements as a federal agency. So we do have an auditing system. We have this application process that's on a software system. We have a lot of checks and balances before it even gets through to be approved, to be provide, like to give the money to the agency. And then from that, there are sampled auditing based off of different projects and things like that. And then, of course, there's the OIG, Office of Inspector General, who could come in and ask even additional questions on any type of project that was submitted through FEMA for reimbursement.
Okay, but for now, only ASG agencies can apply for that assistance. And the only assistance for the regular Joes is the funeral assistance. Is that right?
Right. American Samoa government agencies and nonprofits can apply for assistance. However, individuals can only apply for the funeral assistance.
Okay. All right. Good to know there. Allison Fendler, she is the team lead from FEMA. And did you want to plug the COVID Safe TV program before we wrapped up here? I know a lot of the questions that you and I are exchanging here are actually addressed with the local presenters on this TV show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have a third segment on KVZK. This is the third segment of the COVID Safe TV program. And we have panelists that are comprised of the COVID-19 task force here on the islands. And what we're going to focus on this time around is the FEMA funeral assistance as well as the Tulosa Pass registration process. So you can catch this on Friday, April 8th, live between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. And then later they're going to have it again at 6:30 p.m. And this is really talking about the governor's emergency declaration and those frequently asked questions that all of you have been putting out there. Viewing is available on KVZK Facebook page as well as KVZK TV. So please come on and listen to that. Now, if you missed any of the other previous two segments, it's still online with KVZK Facebook, and you can find various parts of that segment and, cue it up to the part that you want to listen to. So if you haven't seen that, come on down and listen to that piece.
Right on, Allison. This is Allison Fendler again. Allison, thanks as always. It's always great to talk with you. We see you on KBGK whenever they do their live segments all the time. And to have a good to and fro back and forth exchange just to find out what FEMA's up to and how you're helping the island is really, really encouraging. And again, we want to thank you for joining us here on the airwaves of 93KHA to discuss that more in depth. So mahalo lava and have a great day, Allison.
Hey, thanks, John. Would you mind if I talk a little bit more about vaccines before I go?
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay, so I just wanted to talk to you all one more time. You already heard this before, but about vaccinations, boosters, and therapies. So I'm going back to that football analogy for you real quick. First off, your defensive line against COVID-19 is the vaccine. It's social distancing. It's washing your hands. Okay, so please, build up that defensive line against COVID-19. Now let's say that COVID-19 passes through that defensive line. Then you get to your linebackers, and your linebackers are those boosters. Now, I know last week there was a question, is there a second booster? Yes, there is a second booster, and FDA approved it last week for people who are over the age of 50. And those of you who are over the age of 50, if you have had your last booster 4 months ago or more, then you are eligible for this second dose. Now, let's say, you got your defensive line that is passed through and your linebackers, aka your boosters, are now, there's a breakthrough case and it's gotten past that. I want you to know that you've got a secondary in place and that is your therapies. So the therapies, they are really going to treat you if you have gotten COVID-19 from that breakthrough case. Please go to one of our testing sites. And then right there, you can get a therapy, which is in a pill or an IV. It'll make you feel better. But let's just say, you did that defensive line. Your linebackers, the COVID-19 ball got through your linebackers, and now it's getting through your secondary. Well, you are now at the safety, and you've got to trust your safety. And in this case, your safety is LBJ Hospital and those doctors within it. I will say that, they have fortified your safety. The hospital has additional beds, they've got additional staff, and they are ready for that COVID-19 case that is breakthrough. And I will say, not just are you trusting your safety, but these doctors, a lot of them have come from other COVID-related surges, in other territories and states. And they've fumbled through the response previously. And now they've come up with a lot of best practices that they're bringing to this island to, again, fortify your safety. So don't let COVID into the end zone. Trust your safety. Trust your medical providers. And please come and, fortify your defensive line, your linebackers, and your secondary as needed. Thank you for having me on the show.
That was awesome. That was... I love the football analogy. You got to get through. You got your D line, and then you got your linebackers, and then the safety, and then the that was great. I take it you're a football fan.
Yes, I am, Dan.
Who's your NFL team, if I may ask?
The Steelers, right? So I'm from Pennsylvania, so you know.
Wait, you're from Pennsylvania? What part of Pennsylvania are you from?
I am from York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I'm from State College. You know where that is, right?
I sure do. Yeah.
And I moved here from Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not a Steeler fan, though. Don't get that twisted. I'm diehard Cowboys. I mean, I follow America's team, but I'm familiar with the Steelers. You guys going to be all right without Ben Roethlisberger now?
Yeah. I think we'll be okay.
All right.
I won't take it personally that you're not a Steelers fan. Don't worry.
Oh, that's cool, though. Right on. East Coast represent. It's good to talk to a fellow Pennsylvanian then. So, cool. And I enjoyed the Steelers, man. They had the steel curtain back in the 70s, so they knew all about the defense. So, that was a fun analogy that you rolled out for us there, Allison.
Absolutely. Glad to help.
All right. Well, hey, have a great day. Thanks again for all your service. And please shout out all your FEMA colleagues there at the Tradewinds Force. And really grateful that you've come to American Samoa to assist our local first responders.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Okay. Bye-bye. 2-4-8